Earlier this week, we heard the story. The Anderson family here in Mackay came home to find a suspected baiting incident with their dogs who tragically passed away. This has been happening around the country, and now it seems it's come to Mackay. People may be feeding poison baits to our dogs. If you're worried about this, we need to find out what do we need to look for and what do we need to do. The man who can give us some answers is Dr. Dave from the Northern Beaches Vet Hospital. Dave, firstly, how dangerous can this be for dogs, the poison baits?
Well, 1080 is almost 100% strike rate in killing dogs. It's a highly toxic substance. So it gets into the body systems and actually binds up these into the energy pathways of the body and binds up enzymes, and that causes organ failure and death. In dogs, one of the clinical signs that are usually manifest are usually central nervous system type signs. They get sort of convulsions, or they get endless running, aimless running, and they die of heart failure, and they go unconscious first and die of heart failure.
In your professional opinion, do you know why people's dogs get baited and where these baits are even coming from?
Well, the greatest cause of euthanasia in our domestic pets today in Australia is not disease, it's behavioural problems. And so I suppose there are those two types of people out there, those people who are just naturally cruel to animals, and there are those people who get irritated, fed up, sort of inverted commas, take the law into their own hands and want to, you know, exterminate. But you can't take the law in your own hands. You certainly can't just go and throw baits out into people's yards. It is a criminal offence.
Yeah. So what do people, in short, what do they need to look for if they, like, notice their animal behaving a bit odd?
If you see something foreign in your yard, usually sausage meat or some sort of chicken meat or chicken mince or meat, you really got to wear gloves, you know, pick it up or ring authorities and come and get it and get it analysed. Keep your dogs away from it, of course. And if your dog is acting strangely, now, as I said before, dogs usually show sort of central nervous type signs. If they're sort of disorientated or, you know, uncontrolled howling, running, this sort of stuff, you really got to get them to the vet as quickly as possible, because although there's no real antidote, if you can make them vomit, it's all dose related, of course. Yeah. If you can make them vomit while they're still cognitive, you have a chance of saving them.
Okay, well, look, that seems like the great way to go. Dr. Dave from the Northern Beaches Vet Hospital, thank you so much for the time this morning and for clearing this up for us.
Thank you very much for inviting me onto your show.